Half, Whitey, Scotty. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24 to 8, nice to get a chance to chat to some of the players that we've seen through the AFL system in the last couple of years. And Matty Lobie, he's played 100 games. That's what he's played, 92 at the Power and 8 at the Blues. Ends up on a very round number, Scotland.
Oh, I love that.
And he's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's a nice number to finish.
Oh, I was going to say, was there stress about getting to the three figures?
There definitely was. I was in the 90s for almost 4 years. So I was glad to tick over.
Just happy to do it in singles as opposed to a band.
I would like to play a few more, but definitely happy.
So have you resigned to the fact that it is over?
No, not really.
Not yet?
I heard...
You're not supposed to be at this camp.
No. No, it worked well for Dylan.
Went to the wrong golf club.
Mickey Barlow was on the panel the other night, and he sort of said the same thing. He said, when you still feel like you're good enough to play, it's very hard to to feel like you're still not a tiny, tiny little chance.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it's an interesting conversation. We were talking about it before, that even if there is no chance, but you still feel... Yep. That you're good enough. It's hard to let go sometimes and get your head around the fact that what was is no longer.
Definitely. I mean, I'm excited about a lot of other things I want to do, but, I still feel like I'm good enough and I'm not sure when that's going to finish.
Have you had any conversation with other clubs that there might be another opportunity
for you? A couple. Probably some of the movements have probably did open up some spots and then they were taken in terms of the ruck stock. So there might still be a slight chance for the draft, but... I've definitely been talking to the VFL clubs, and that's probably where I'm going to settle at a standalone VFL club.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm really keen to talk to you, Matthew, because I think you are a really fascinating story there. In that great year you had at Port Adelaide, the great year that Port Adelaide had, you were All-Australian ruckman at about round 14, and then you've had some injuries, and that made life hard for you.
Yep.
Take us back to that time where you were one of the most dominant ruckmen in the competition, which was only... 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was a time for Port when everything went right. We hadn't had any success, and then we had some great people come in. We had Kenny and Virgo and some really good players as well, and everything sort of clicked. We were at a point as a group where we were just ready to jump on to something, and Kenny came in and was just like very black and white, and everything sort of worked, and we had a great time. And I still feel like, you know, we were pretty close to getting into a granny, and we could have won that one, so that's still, that one still hurts. For me personally, I feel like I trained just as hard every year, and they were the years where it all came together, and then after that, it didn't work out exactly how I wanted. But
so what happened?
I did have a couple of injuries. Paddy Ryder came in and played some great footy, which hurt me being able to play full game time. And definitely I was at my best when I was out there the whole time, and could get to heaps of ruck contests, and I felt like I'm the same sort of player whether I play 50% game time or 100. So that hurt me, and then the last few years I've probably had that issue as well in the aligned clubs, not being able to play full game time. So
because I mean I know that you're in this position now where you don't know where it's going to happen, but I'm interested in how, not so much how you sleep at night, but how much do you think about what might have been or what it was, and it wasn't that long ago. Do you get bitter about it, or are you comfortable about
it? No, I definitely went
through
some...
A lot of it is about opportunity.
Yeah, I went through a couple of bitter stages, but I mean, I've had to sort of embrace where I'm at, and I think I've done that really well, and I've been proud of that, and the time I've spent in the VFL and the SANFL, like, I've really embraced it, and felt like I've played some really good footy as well there, and I've enjoyed working with a lot of younger players, and I've sort of got a lot of satisfaction out of that, and I've had to. Otherwise, it would have been unhappy. So
yeah, because I remember a time where you were central to a lot of trade discussions about, I think it was going to the Western Bulldogs there at one point, and there's a couple of other clubs, and Port Adelaide wouldn't let you go, and you're on a really long-term deal. But then Paddy Ryder comes along, so a lot of it was out of your hands when it came to opportunity and how your career was actually going to pan out. It's all about being right place, right time sort of thing.
Yeah, it is, especially for a ruckman. I think there's a lot of the best ruckmen in the last 10 years that when they've played full game time, they've played really well.
Yep.
Like a Goldstein and a Jacobs, and it might have been different if they didn't have that opportunity, but they were good enough to hold it the whole time. So it is about opportunity, but I still feel pretty satisfied that I've done everything I possibly can I couldn't have trained harder or played much better, I don't think, that was in my control.
Yeah.
So in terms of this camp, have you already started your transition, or are you Dylan Buckley? I've got no idea. I'm just here to for a lightning bolt to hit me and then we'll sort it out.
No, I have. I sort of was tried to be as upfront as I could with the Carlton guys about if it was going to end. So I sort of prepared that it might, and it doesn't mean I'm any closer to working out what I want to do work-wise or what I'm going to do exactly, but I've been able to have a lot of conversations with people and work through some options, and then I went away to Europe for a month, so I've just come back from that got in the way.
It can't get
why not?
Well, exactly. So what have you been doing through your AFL career to give yourself a chance, like education, study, yeah, job? What have you been doing through your time playing?
So I've studied the whole way through. I did a Bachelor of Business early days, and then I've been doing my Master's of Business for the last 3 years, so working on that, and I've enjoyed that. I like studying, so that's sort of been a bit of an outlet for me out of the footy environment. And I've done some work placement as well at a finance company and then a coffee company as well, and a couple of little things. And that's probably part of that's been about what I don't want to do,
yep,
and then ticking that off.
Yeah. But that's an important part of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're lucky you get exposed to some employers that are really good and let you go into their business, and they show you around, and you don't have to do too much hard work, but you get to see all the good parts of it. So,
yeah.
But that helped me. Some of them helped me go, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to work at a big corporate, even though they've been really good to me. I don't want to. So,
remember when you had to do work experience in year 10 at school?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, I went to a bank. I don't know why.
A bank?
It was in Colac. There's not a lot of options. And I was like, you man, I was there for like half an hour. I go, oh no, well, tick this off. We're not working at a bank.
No,
I
didn't.
Did you do work
that
experience?
Yeah, well, I did it with Darren Lehman at the Victorian Cricket Association.
Oh, that's doing what? What was his
role?
Well,
I'm not sure what he was doing.
Throwing balls to Darren Lehman lunch break.
He didn't do much, and neither did I. As a result,
but what did you offer us out here?
I was in the Channel 10 newsroom.
Oh well,
of course you were.
A bit more exciting.
Yeah, I spent the week with Tim Gossage. Out at footy trainings. And
Sausage.
Actually went to court one day for a murder trial. Wow. That was a bit sort of confounding.
What was Goss doing at the murder trial?
I don't know, he had the day off or something like that, and I went and did something a bit different.
Right, okay. So
okay.
Do you know, Matty, what it looks like, the grand plan looks like, or you have no idea?
Probably the key thing I'm thinking at the moment is get into footy operations. So I've always sort of looked at those roles and thought I wanted to do that, so sort of trying to get, you know, the next couple of years, get a job that gets me some experience that can help me go that way. So
you want to stay in the industry, though?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, I need a clean break, I'm going to business, something
else. Nah, I think probably the last couple of years being able to do some stuff outside of footy has made me realise, I want to stay in. So.
Well, it makes sense. Once you step outside, you do see that, because it's a comfortable world, and you know it. You're familiar with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot skills are in it.
Yeah, really. There's a lot to like about staying in it. And some people, as you say, Scotty, get to that point and say, I've had a gut full of this. I need something else. Yeah. I need a new stimulus. But others who are really comfortable, particularly, I imagine, Matt, and I'm not sure if you could elaborate on this or not, but when you sort of are hovering around the ins and outs of the team week to week, and you're not that integral part of that team wherever you are in a given time, you start to think about what is going on around you a bit more. Is that fair?
Definitely. I think probably when at Port, when I got dropped and I knew it was going to be hard to get back in, it was a year in 2017, I sort of flicked the switch and sort of said, all right, I got to start thinking about, you know, this might end. And I started using the guys at the club to learn off them. And it sort of changed my mindset to be like, I want to get out. I want to do something else. No, this is good. I've got to use the opportunities here. So,
hey, we mentioned income earlier. Do you always have you already got your head around? I don't know what you're on. We don't want to know. But do you know what I mean? That the next couple of years you're going to be on half of that, mate.
Yeah, I've sort of have, but
a month in Europe didn't really help. That.
At the same time, like my last paycheck was a couple of weeks ago, so I haven't had the experience yet of not getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
So we'll see how we go in a couple of weeks.
So what did you do when you were on good money? Because you were on good money at Port Adelaide. What did you do? Did you invest it? Did you put it in a bank? Did you put it under your bed? Like, what did you do to make sure that you were safeguarded for what was going to happen if you thought it was going to be in 2024? But what did you do? I mean, just
A couple of property investments. I spent a lot of time sort of exploring that and asking people. Yeah, that was sort of, you know, later at that point, there was a couple of guys interested in property and we had a couple of good mentors, so that was sort of the direction I went. Yeah, everyone's different, but
yeah,
I think there was a phase there where everyone was talking about property. And, you know, then it went through to, like, shares and, yeah.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, there was a Gus Monfrey's Bitcoin phase where every day he was telling people how much he was on, so... And then, it all crashed.
He's
so,
your man.
He's your man. The Monfrey man.
There was a suggestion from me to him that perhaps that wasn't a great option.
Because I reckon you talk about what you do with his money, you'd be 100% under the bed.
Oh, no.
Or you'd be, you'd be in cans around the backyard, digging them.
Yeah, you'd be like,
you wouldn't trust anyone with your money. You'd straight to the bedroom.
Well, I've made the philosophical decision to let Emma look after all of that.
Oh, wow.
That's a very tough thing to do. Very, very tough philosophical switch.
Chief financial officer.
She got the CFO role a few years ago. She had an induction camp.
I reckon Matty's sorted. I don't think he needs to be here, Dan.
He's pretty measured.
Yeah, but degrees.
I think the most interesting discussion here with you is the fact that there is still that flickering thought that it's not done. And I hope for your sake that you get another opportunity. I'd be shocked if that one didn't come, but it's that whole thought process. You know, might the phone ring, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I mean, yeah, if it doesn't, then I want to play the VFL for a couple of years, and I guess I feel like I can still play good footy, so I want to do that and enjoy it and hopefully get some success. And
well, we had the discussion last year, Michael Barlow sat in this chair, and we thought, you know,
well, you still can't believe he didn't play.
I'm still kind of expecting he's going to get picked up next year.
He's got to come back.
But there are those situations where us in our roles, we look and we go, how is this guy still on a list and this guy isn't? You know, and I'm sure that you would have that conversation with yourself or with your family or friends.
If you're really competitive and you probably haven't, you're not completely satisfied with how it finished, then you've definitely got that. And touch wood, injuries haven't been too bad the last couple of years, so that hasn't been an issue that sort of said, no, I've got to wrap it up. So, yeah, I mean, probably the best bit for me at this camp has been mixing with guys that are in similar situations.
Yeah.
We're probably 9 or 10 weeks since the end of the year for us, and I've only bumped into one guy who's my age that's in the same situation until now. So it's been really good.
Well, hopefully it continues to be good for you. The opportunities might present today, maybe outside of footy. You just don't know what might be in store for you, mate. But wish you the best of luck, whatever it is, and look forward to seeing how it goes for you.
Thanks, mate.